You're listening to Juno Afternoon. This is Shelley Delaney. Every December 18th, there's a national wreath-laying ceremony to remember veterans, which takes place at more than 2,500 locations across the United States, at sea and abroad, including in Juno. So joining us now to tell us more is Sarah Heeb, and she's with the Daughters of the American Revolution, Regent Inside Passage Chapter. So hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Before we talk about the ceremony, tell me a little about Daughters of the American Revolution and how you're involved.
Well, Daughters of the American Revolution is a women's service-oriented group where we do service to support our mission of patriotism, education, and historic preservation. So anything we do in the community is for that. And all the ladies who are part of our group can trace their ancestry back to a person who helped the American Revolution way back in like 1776-ish. So we all have some ancestor that fought or provided help for American independence. Mm.
And of course, there are descendants of veterans from all the wars, but Daughters of the American Revolution is pretty well known. So what about your organization helps it stand out and stand the test of time?
You know, veterans, well, what we do, historic preservation, for one, we do that locally. We are a national organization, however, we have chapters locally. There's 5 in Alaska. And we try to focus on the local things that we can do to help promote patriotism, promote veterans, promote early education, literacy. I mean, we have like 30 different committees that we can do as part of Daughters of America Revolution that help support our missions. Here locally in Juno, we set up a holiday tree at the Veterans Clinic in the Federal Building. That's one thing that I look forward to doing every year, because who doesn't like to decorate a Christmas tree? So we do that. We do cards for veterans. We're doing the Wreaths Across America for veterans. So the organization does whatever is necessary that we can do to help support patriotism and remembering where we came from and looking towards the future as well.
So what's important to you about being a part of Daughters of the Revolution and supporting patriotism and organizing the events that you do throughout the year?
It's important to me because my mom was a member, my grandmother was a member, my great-grandmother was a member. It's a family tradition. But that being said, you know, I still really enjoy doing something for the community any way that I can. And this is like a niche for me because I get to do, I get to help out where I can, and it's on a smaller scale. So I'm not feeling overwhelmed in doing big events. So I think that that's where my interest and desire to be part of DAR stems from. Mm.
Well, today you're here to tell us about Wreaths Across America. It's sponsoring wreaths to place at the graves of veterans, and they will do that on December 18th. What does that look like here in town?
This is the second year we have officially done it. I know that a couple years before that, we've gone out individually with some wreaths and placed them on graves at one of the local cemeteries. But what it looks like is we get sponsorship of wreaths over the year. And then they get delivered to us. And then on December 18th, we will be going out to 3 local cemeteries, the Columbarium at the Shrine, the Alaskan Park and Mortuary on Riverside, and again on at Evergreen Cemetery. And we are going to place wreaths there at the cemeteries on veteran graves. Some of those graves are very easily marked because it says that they're a veteran on them. Mm. There are 8 ceremonial wreaths that are just going to be placed around the flagpoles of those of the veteran circles at those cemeteries. And the wreaths there have 8 flags, 1 for each wreath, that stand for each part of the military. So for example, we have, oh man, I'm gonna name them out here, the Marines, the Army, the Air Force, the Coast Guard. There's one for prisoners of wars and missing in action. That's five. And then there is the Merchant Marines. Oh man, I'm gonna miss one because I can just remember right now that the newest one, they've included a Space Force flag this year. Mm. Last year we had seven flags, but now since Space Force is here, we have eight flags and eight ceremonial wreaths.
And outside of Juneau, is this a nationwide event?
Yes, it is. There are over 2,500 other locations, cemeteries, groups that are also doing wreaths across America, all over the nation.
And are on the same day on December 18th? And are you laying wreaths at the graves of all veterans or only veterans of the Revolutionary War?
You know, it is for all veterans, because if we were only doing it for Revolutionary War, we would not be doing it in Juneau, because we do not have any graves, I think, of Revolutionary War patriots here in Juneau.
Those would be pretty old graves, I realize.
Yes, but a unique fact about DAR is that when it was created, there were still actual daughters of people who fought in the Revolutionary War. I mean, they were probably getting older, but they were still there, you know, actual daughters of the people who fought there. So that's an interesting factoid, if you will. But yeah, anyone, any military, any veteran's grave would have a wreath.
So this year's theme is Live Up to Their Legacy. What does that theme mean to you and to the Daughters of the American Revolution?
That theme means that we need to do things in honor of their service, the sacrifice that they gave to help our country, and to live up to that, to look moving forward, doing things that we can do to continue the patriotism and to continue that idea of service to our country. That's living up to their legacy for me.
So how do we get involved if we want to sponsor a wreath or request a wreath be laid on a grave? What do we need to do?
In order to sponsor a wreath or request one, you can reach out to the Inside Passage chapter, and we have a Inside Passage DAR@yahoo.com email. And then also just directly on the web, if you go to wreathsacrossamerica.org/AK0030P, as in Papa, that takes you to our Wreaths Across America website specific to Juneau, where it gives information on volunteering to actually lay wreaths, because we do encourage on December 18th for people to come and actually help us lay the wreaths, because we want people to not just sponsor a wreath, but actually have the opportunity to lay a wreath. That website would give you information on how to sponsor a wreath and also how to volunteer and show up to lay a wreath.
And did you say the deadline was December 1st?
Yes, for this year's wreath laying, the deadline to sponsor a wreath is December 1st. But also keeping in mind that this is a yearly thing and they take sponsorship of wreaths throughout the entire year.
And they'll be laid on December 18th, which is a Saturday, and I bet it'll look really nice. So we've been talking with Sarah Heeb from the Inside Passage chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. Sarah, is there anything else you want to share today? Anything I didn't ask you yet?
I think when you said that and saying it'll be very nice, I have ordered good weather for that day. I don't know if news got into the right person, but I have requested good weather. So it was actually very beautiful. So hopefully this year we will be lucky again.
I hope so, too. Well, thanks for coming on Juneau Afternoon to tell us about this national program to remember veterans and how we can be a part of it.
Thank you.
Take care.